something I for sure love having in my home is super clean countertops. And I love when it smells good too. So you can bring the vacation vibes to your home with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy with a refreshing scent that'll transform your space into a tropical island retreat and give you a powerful clean. No plane ticket required. Unleash your self-expression with the enchanting coconut fragrance of Clorox Scentiva. You can get yours at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. All summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. I feel like there are so many weddings right now and even people planning vacations for the summer, celebrating a birthday, whatever the case. Maybe you're just going on a trip for something and you need a new carry-on. Well, Macy's has got you covered. Macy's Friends and Family Sale, the one you wait for, where you can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. They've got 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping at $25, April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in store. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery right now is closer to drained and very far away from bursting with energy. That is because I have spread myself too thin. So what I've had to do is press a quick pause on my life and ask myself, what can I do to recharge and then also not get myself back into this position again? And pausing with the question is a tool that I learned in therapy, a check-in tool. Therapy has given me so many tools, very simple ones such as that one, to more involved ones like setting big boundaries. And it isn't just for those that have had some big life event or experienced major trauma. It's for everyone. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Get yourself some tools to have in your toolbox. It's entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can also switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. I'm about to go try to press pause so that I can come up with a plan to recharge my social battery. And I'm thankful for that tool. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/4things today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/4things. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to The Fifth Thing. I'm Amy.
And I'm Kat.
And today's quote is from Elsie Laurie. And I sent you this, Kat. I've actually sent it to a couple of people in the last week or so. But it says, I know you have a big mountain to climb right now, and it's scary and intimidating and seemingly almost impossible. But the beautiful irony of this is that by the end, this will probably have you feeling more alive than any other mountain before this. You are going to surprise yourself. And I was like, oh, well, that's fun. I sure hope so.
Oh, that's fun.
Surprise.
Is it?
I can't wait to be like, surprise. I'm so surprised. This is glorious. But yes, I mean, mountains are beautiful, but they're definitely different at the top.
Than in the middle.
Than in the middle. And when you're climbing it, and I can say that literally, I was just climbing mountains a couple of weeks ago in Colorado, and it is intense. That altitude, it's no joke. Like, you feel like you are so out of shape.
Never experienced that because I've never been there. Like, you just can't breathe.
Yes, the altitude causes, it's just shortness of breath. Like, your lungs aren't used to being able to take in.
Do you know what altitude means?
No, do you?
No.
Oh.
I was wondering.
It's the height up that you're going. Altitude, like, we were at 7,500 feet.
And that's so the altitude.
Yes, the altitude. So, yeah, yes, in a way I know what it means, but so like, I thought you were asking.
Why is the air different at different
it's
altitudes?
It's thinner up there. So,
oh, so if it's thinner, I would think it'd be easier to breathe.
I don't know. I know. This is why I am not a meteorologist, but I can cool. find that out for you. Or while I'm reading an email, you could look it up.
I'll look it up. Yeah.
Like, why is air thinner in high altitude?
Being thinner matter?
Okay, yeah. Okay. Here is an email from Donna. Hey, Amy, first off, love your podcast. Now that you discussed the salsa chicken this morning, I'm craving it and need your recipe, please and thank you. Thanks for being real. I've followed you in the Bobby Bone Show from the early days in Austin, and now I continue to do so. Your fan, Naples, Florida, Donna. Which, the chicken salsa recipe, it's taking America by storm.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I saw a girl do a TikTok on it. And she was acting like it's like,
well, maybe
her
it is
recipe.
Hers. I don't know where it came from.
Okay, so do we need to give her credit or do we need to get like who's but she used green salsa.
This is a crock pot dish that no, probably millions somebody, of people
one person needs
around
credit.
The world do. The recipe is, Donna, you put two chicken breasts or more, depending on the size of your family, into a crock pot. Then you get a jar of salsa of your choosing, whatever your fave is. Pour the entire jar into the crock pot. Then cook it on whatever desired temperature for however long, however your crock pot works. Then once it's done, shred the chicken. It should peel apart like butter. You could get forks and just, it'll peel off. It's actually very satisfying mm-hmm. to shred the chicken that way. And then you add a can of black beans. And then you could, what we do in our household is we cook some jasmine rice or white rice or whatever, and then we serve it over a bed of rice. You can get some avocados or guac or sour cream, cheese, have it on the side, or it's like simple as is. You just get some Cholula. I love that. Mm-hmm. Sprinkle that on top and some not potato chips. Whew, no, tortilla chips. That is key. And dip it. Or you could even make a little taco. The options are limitless.
We used it for a baby shower. We made a taco bar with it.
Oh,
and I usually air fry onions and peppers to put in it too.
See? So, I mean, you can get options as creative or not as creative. Like, it can be as simple or more complicated as you want it to be. And that's the beauty of it. I got another email from a girl named Megan that said, thank you for sharing the salsa chicken / chicken salsa recipe. Because I think we were debating.
I call it chicken salsa.
And I say salsa chicken. And
no,
I told you about
it. I say salsa chicken and you say chicken
I
salsa.
I do? See? Yeah. I don't even know what I say then. Now it doesn't all sounds the same to me. Like, who cares? So I guess we'll call it like Megan did. And anytime we talk about it, we'll say salsa chicken / chicken salsa. And she sent this whole email about how it might seem like so small sharing a recipe like that, but it was a game changer for her the day that she heard us talking about it, which we've talked about it multiple times, but like she needed to hear it because she was like thinking about mm-hmm. what she's the primary cook in her household, she said, and that she was sort of out of ideas and didn't know what to do. And then she turned on the podcast and she was literally thinking about what to cook for dinner. And then we said it. And so she called it one of those. She was like an aha moment for her of like, oh, aha, chicken salsa, salsa chicken for dinner. And what are we calling that now? Like a
God tap.
A little God tap.
Shoulder tap.
But then the rest of her email, she also shared this, Kat, which I thought you would enjoy. She said, the other day, I also said no to something that I didn't particularly want to do. And I did it for the first time in a very long time. She said, I didn't even explain myself.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Good for her.
Good for you, Megan. She said, it was so liberating. I have struggled finding meaningful connections with girlfriends as well. So you inspired me to have a girls' night and open the door, literally and figuratively, to manifesting those connections myself. We had so much fun.
Huh. Good for her. She's honestly, I've been thinking about when you were talking about you doing your neighbor thing. And I said I would talk to my new neighbors. I still haven't spoken to them.
That's okay.
Yeah. But I'm moving, so I hope that I just don't ever have to.
Yeah, I mean, you're moving, so it's fine. But when you move into your new house, you should get to know your new neighbors.
Well, I don't have any.
At all?
Well, okay, because I'm moving behind my house, so I'm going to be in like an alley. And so technically my neighbors are still my neighbors, but their front door faces the other way than my front door, so they're not my neighbors. But I could have said hi to them the other day. Did I tell you about when all the fire trucks came to my house?
No.
I didn't?
No.
Well, the other day I walked into my house. I had been gone for like an hour. It smelled like, I didn't know if it was like a fire or like gas. So I called the non-emergency line because I couldn't fight a fire. And then they sent four fire trucks, an ambulance, a fire guy in a small car, and there was about 15 fire people, firemen and women, if walking through my house with like their gas meters, literally 15 of them. My house is very small. I don't think 15 people fit in my house. And so then all the neighbors came out, and my neighbors have like a rooftop like balcony, and they are all looking at us down from their big tall house to my little small house. And I could have been like, hey, nice to meet you. I'm your neighbor. Like, glad, welcome to the neighborhood. But I just acted like I didn't see them.
You didn't.
The good news is my house is fine. Yeah. Actually, my air conditioning broke. That was the issue.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I mean, I'm glad it was okay.
So you, I should be 15, like this person.
15 yeah. firefighters at your house.
Yeah. I think
too bad you're taken by Big P.
Well, Big P was there.
Oh, he was there.
I was like, you can go if you want to go, because he was supposed to go to this party with his like
sounds
family.
Like a TV show.
Oh yeah. And I was like, you can go, Big P. I'm gonna hang out with these firefighters. And he was like, I'm not gonna leave you like this. And he was trying to be like a hero, but maybe he was worried that I was gonna fall in love with the fire guys.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. Big yeah. P, medium P.
All right, I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes that make a big difference. So if shopping sustainably this year is on your list of things to do, well, look no further than Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, On 34th, Elmas, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. All right, it's wild to think that women were excluded from clinical research until 1993 when the law was changed. And women are essential to research. And Ritual, the maker of my favorite multivitamin, they know this. They do the research for us so that we can feel confident about what we're putting in our bodies. Now, a clinical trial for Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus showed increased vitamin D and omega-3 DHA levels in women in just 12 weeks. Now, as you can see, Ritual is clinically backed, which means they care about getting it right. Essential Women 18 Plus has 9 high-quality key nutrients in 2 delayed-release capsules. Yep, just 2 capsules a day is all you need. And the delayed release, what that does is it optimizes our body's absorption. Ritual is really intentional about all that they do, including the delayed release. Also, the minty flavor of the capsules and the look of them. They're really pretty in the bottle. Like, this is a vitamin that I don't mind having out on my bathroom counter. They look good, they taste good, and they help me feel good. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin that you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/4things. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/4things for 25% off. A friend was over for dinner the other day, and, you know, we were just making conversation around the table, asking questions. And this friend said to my daughter, like, hey, what's something that makes your mom happy? And her response, without missing a beat, was clean countertops. Wiping down the countertops is a simple way for me to reset, especially when the smell is just right. And by smell, I'm talking about coconut. Coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva is my go-to. And I personally love that she answered that without hesitation. That means she knows me well, and that's really special. And of course, yeah, I do love clean countertops. I love wiping them down. I will always choose the smell of coconut over anything. I don't know what scent matches your vibe, but there's coconut, there's grapefruit, there's lavender. And again, for me, it's always going to be coconut. My kitchen smells like a little tropical vacation when I use it. And I love that with Clorox, I know I'm getting a really good clean as well. So it's a powerful clean and a refreshing scent. Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. You can get yours now at a retail store near you. All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecova's boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today. I have another email, this one from Amanda. She said, "Hey, Amy, could you possibly share the link again for the gold heart necklace locket that you wear? I missed it when you linked it in your last Instagram story. It's a funny thing, I listened to the most recent podcast and you mentioned casseroles. And then there was an article that popped up in my feed that said, iconic casseroles of the past. Anyway, love the podcast, love your tips and the Bobby Bone Show. Thank you, Amanda." Which, yeah, isn't that bonkers that your phone is listening, like heard casseroles being mentioned in the podcast and then she got a thing for casseroles.
Scary.
The future is wild.
It's scary. I'm sure I'm going to get like medication suggestions for like altitude sickness now.
Oh, did you figure out why? Yeah. Okay, share with us.
Well,
and then so I'll share the link. Well, let me address this. Amanda, I'll put the link to the necklace in the show notes, but it is from Noonday Collection, which is a business that my friend Jessica Honegger founded, and it's called the Ardent Necklace, but linking it in the show notes will be an easier way for you to find it. But Noonday Collection, shout out. And my friend Amy, who does my lashes, she just ordered it and loves it. And she pairs it with our star necklace, which I just thought I had mine on too, but I can't feel it on my neck. It's weird.
You always have it on.
I always have my star necklace on, but I just felt my neck and it's not there, which makes me think.
Did you lose it in the mountains?
I didn't lose it, but I'll just go. I probably took it off or something. But I saw Amy and she paired the star necklace, the Espoir one, with the three little gold stars that we have that supports Haiti, with the locket. And it's like two really cool.
Can you put pictures in there?
Yeah.
It's like a real
Jessica
locket.
Put a picture of my mom in it and sent it to me as a gift. And it's really special. And the star necklace is also really special. And those are two really great, you know, women-founded businesses, Espoir and Noonday. And they have give-back components. And Jessica works with artisans all over the world. Our star necklaces are made locally here in Nashville by women, and then they give back to Haiti. So there's, you know, a lot happening with both those. So both of those are options if you're looking for gold necklaces that are really cute and even paired nicely, or you a gift for someone, and the necklaces are shopespoa.com, E-S-P-W-A. They sell out often, but I'm pretty sure they're restocked now. So anyway, tell me about altitude.
Okay, this is what the internet says. Because atmospheric pressure decreases with altitude, there are fewer molecules per cubic meter.
So it's thinner?
I guess that's what it means. It says the reduced partial pressure of oxygen is why it's hard to breathe. Not enough oxygen is absorbed into blood by your lungs, resulting in below normal levels of tissue oxygenation.
I can't read this. You need altitude for dummies.
But I think I just figured it out. What happens is there's less air, so you breathe in less oxygen, so there's less stuff in your body.
Maybe that we should not be scientists. What the thin is because there's less of it.
There's less of it.
Yeah. It says, in order for your lungs to breathe air in without duress, the pressure has to be higher outside your body. But at high altitudes, the outside air pressure is lower than it is inside your lungs, making it more difficult to pull in the thinner air for your veins to pump oxygen through your body.
Okay, so those are two different. I know, but those are two different answers.
This is from science.org.
Okay, I believe science.org. I'm going with that because it makes sense. I can understand it.
And I get altitude sickness when I'm there and I have to buy these big cans of oxygen. That
are like thick oxygen?
It's like a metal can. It's portable. It's, they make them for this.
Well, I mean,
this.
Like, it's thick. It's the thick, real air.
Yeah, like, you just put it up to your mouth and you press a button and and then it's, you just inhale. I feel like I'm doing, like a whippet. I've never done that, by the way. That's a real thing that I know people get addicted to, and so I'm being sensitive to that. But
wait,
altitude sickness is
what
a thing.
How do you get sick? What does it feel like? A headache?
A headache, yes. Like, just, yes. The headache for me is my number one symptom, but I'm sure other people experience
like
more severe, like nausea, vomiting, all that. Ugh. Someone Googled, why is breathing hard in Denver? Denver is called the Mile High City for a reason. The city's elevation is actually about a mile high, and adjusting to that altitude can cause trouble for visitors and new residents. It's not uncommon for people to develop altitude sickness. That's the whole thing. Anyway.
Cool. Welcome to our science show.
Woo. Okay. This is why we stick to other topics, like this email.
From casseroles and salsa chicken.
And therapy and mountains to climb. That's why we're even talking. I was like, why are we talking about altitude? And it's because of the dang quote from the beginning that was supposed to offer encouragement.
It's a metaphor. And then we just.
How sometimes life gives you, now I'm paraphrasing the quote, but life gives you mountains that seem really hard at the time. But wait till you get to the top, you might surprise yourself or something. Right?
I guess so. But it sounds like to feel better, you have to get to the bottom of a real mountain because you're sick at the top.
Oh, yeah, true. Now you got to go back down. Okay. I got an email from Chrissy in California. Hey, Amy, I was listening to the Fifth Thing episode yesterday where you and Kat were discussing being famous. I knew when I heard you say that you are not famous, that was my opportunity to write in. I've been listening to your podcast since April of 2020 and somehow came across the Outweigh series that you did on your Four Things podcast, which was a game changer for me. I'm currently finding my way again through eating disorder recovery after another relapse back in 2019. My eating disorder has been around for 3 decades now, starting at the age of 12. When I found the podcast, I was struggling once again to find my way out of ED's spiral. The series introduced me to amazing people like Jennifer Rollin, who became a catalyst for me to truly seek recovery. Now, 2 years later, I have a treatment team and we are working on figuring out the best level of care. It has been a long road and a high mountain to climb. Just kidding. I was like, how funny is she? Yeah. Okay. It's been a long road and some days feel like it's so hard, but listening to your story and Kat's story and the many others that you interview gives me hope that recovery is possible. So thanks for what you do. You may not feel famous, but you're famous in my eyes. That part feels weird for me to say. I'm reading the email. I still stand by the fact that we're not famous relatives.
I'm not famous. You are.
No, I'm not. I don't feel like I am, but I get that it is relative because I am we have a platform.
What if that's what we would fight over?
Famous. Like, there's so many people now that are on Instagram that have become influencers that are now, yes, I would say absolutely they're famous. But I just feel, so anyway, back to the email.
Well, I will just say, I think I knew who you were before Instagram was a thing.
Yeah, you did?
Yeah,
but
when was
you
Instagram?
Followed me on Instagram and then you, before we were friends, you unfollowed me.
I had to take care of myself.
Which, speaking of eating disorders, is because I posted a bag of spinach that I was eating as a snack
airplane
on an airplane. And I really did think that I was helping people by sharing that and it wasn't.
So I unfollowed you because I said, this is not making me feel good.
Right.
And then here we are.
Here we are. She told me this story like 3 weeks ago and I was like, interesting. I never knew that you, like,
you
followed
me
before we were friends and then you unfollowed me. Yeah. But then you're now able to follow me back because I'm not going to tell you to eat a bag of raw spinach.
Yes.
On an airplane.
I would have to like do a welfare check with you.
Which, if you want to do that because you like spinach and it's like nutrients and you're not, but I wasn't doing it for that. Like, I was restricting. I was like,
this is so delicious.
Spinach out of a Ziploc bag.
It wasn't even like from a fridge. It was just like in like probably your purse or a backpack.
Yeah, it was in my Four Things tote, I'm sure.
Okay.
So at any given moment inside that Four Things tote, there has been all kinds of foods, even smuggled across country lines.
Because
I used to take like my own lemons to Haiti.
Yeah, you can't take like fruits and vegetables outside.
No, but I did. I would ship.
You can't say that you're going to get arrested.
You can't retro arrest me.
You can. again.
No. Uh-huh. Not Homeland Security. No.
You just admitted to like a crime.
No, okay. It's fine. Back to the email. She said, and I have a point in reading this because it's funny what she says. She's like, thank you for what you do. You may not feel famous, but you're famous in my eyes, so much so that I scheduled in a special stop to Pagosa Springs, Colorado on our vacation to go see your sister's coffee shop. And yes, I watched all the episodes of Building Roots, which now I would say is my sister and her family. Are they kind of famous now? Because yes. They have a show on HGTV.
I think to some people they are.
To some people. I don't know. She said, keep sharing your story. It makes a difference. Your friend Chrissy from California, which yes, shout out to Root House Coffee in Pagosa Springs, Colorado, where you're at about 7,500, maybe 7,000. Maybe if you're hiking, you go up to that high, but I think elevation is maybe 7,000.
Wait, do you really know?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I go there.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know what our elevation is.
You're currently, yeah. It's like normal. I don't, what is Nashville elevation? I feel like it's nothing. It's like
if Colorado flat. Is 7,000, then maybe we're like 300.
Nashville elevation? Is this the
altitude?
We're at like 500.
I said 300. That's close.
Okay. Denver could be, is like some low parts might be 5,000. Ooh, Asheville, you get higher, 2,000, but ooh. That's in the
mountains. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you for coming. Asheville.
I didn't get sick.
To geography, but it's 2,000.
Okay,
that's not.
I'm just saying.
There's a difference between 2,000 and 8,000. You need to go to Colorado.
Yeah, but I did go. I went to Montana.
Oh, yeah.
That's in the mountains.
I'm sure you could. I've never been to Montana.
I went to a wedding there, and it was really hard to get there because there's the airport is 2 hours away from where we were going, and then there's like no Ubers or anything like that. But I didn't get sick. And we hiked. We did go on a hike in the mountain, a mountain that it was in the summer. And we got to the top of the mountain. It was like it had snowed.
Yeah.
So it was like hot and then it was cold.
Yes.
And I didn't get sick.
That's
so I
how
think
it works.
That I have really special lungs.
Maybe.
Okay.
What is your bucket list place to go? Because Montana is one of mine and my other one is Alaska.
Ooh. What will you do in Alaska?
I want to do an Alaskan cruise.
So are you in Alaska or are you in the water?
You're on a boat. You're on a boat, like it's a cruise, but you see land the whole time because you're touring Alaska. I think you get off.
Oh, okay.
But it's supposed to be beautiful and stunning. It's something my mom wanted to do before she died. And we honestly were trying to schedule it for her, but she just got too weak that we wouldn't have been able. Doctors didn't recommend her making the trip and she never got to do it. So I moved it over to my bucket list.
That sounds like a really fun thing that I never would imagine to do. But I guess I don't have bucket. I want to go to Italy.
That's okay. It. That's a bucket list trip.
Yeah. So I want to do that. And mm-hmm. I think that's really, this seems kind of like not as exciting as that, but I really want to go see Portland and Seattle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to go to South Dakota and see
what's there?
Why can't I think Mount Rushmore?
That's in South Dakota?
Yeah.
Do they have anything else there? Or you just go see that and then you leave?
This is literally the geography episode.
All the mountains we want to go to.
What, mountain ranges? And it's in South Dakota.
Okay.
Fun fact.
You know what? I'm going to Asheville twice in the fall, and I'm going to find the highest point in Asheville. I'm going to climb to the top and send you a video.
Okay. Asheville is awesome.
Yeah.
I want to go. I was trying to go back in March, but they were booked. Like, everything was booked. There was nowhere to stay.
Do you want to go? I'm going for a bachelorette trip if you want to come. I'm planning it.
If I can, I'm going to go to a bachelorette trip in Charleston, which I'm excited about.
That's a good spot.
For my friend Jackie. And then, I don't know, the fall is kind of booking up. Like, I don't know that.
So you don't want to go to my friend's bachelorette. It's not my bachelorette.
Yeah. No.
What if you just showed up?
No, that would be weird. That would be weird. Okay. Hope y'all have a great day. Hope you have the day that you need to have, whatever that may be. And, you know, face the mountain, climb the mountain. You'll surprise yourself. It sucks.
And maybe you need to bring some oxygen just in case.
Quote me. It sucks during the climb. And you might have to use an oxygen can, but you'll get to the top and you might surprise yourself.
That's a good quote.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll end with that.
All right. Kat, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at kat.defada or at You Need Therapy Podcast. And you can also listen to You Need Therapy Podcast wherever you find your podcast.
And I am at Radio Amy on Instagram. And you can find me there, maybe. I haven't been on Instagram that much lately. So good luck with that. Right? Okay, bye.